Hi, this is Andrew Lotta. Welcome to another edition of Sadistically Speaking. This is episode 86. I'm a proponent of dumb control. So last episode of this podcast, I mentioned that the majority of gun deaths in this country are actually from suicides, which is an inconvenient fact for most people who push for gun control. I've discussed this topic before in previous podcasts, but let me stick my nose in again. This is because I've heard some recent discussions about gun control and the Second Amendment, and they're really fucking dumb. So, as I have stated before, I'm really good with a gun, and I also hate guns, and I wish no one had them. But all of my feelings are irrelevant, which makes me wonder why I actually said them again. So, let's go right to the Second Amendment of the American Constitution. Here's what it says. Quote, "A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." Unquote. There are a lot of commas in that stupid sentence. In fact, it's not the most elegant sentence ever written, and it's slightly ambiguous. But it turns out it's one of my favorite and least favorite amendments, as if that's a list that people have. What are your favorite and least favorite amendments? It's like having your favorite and least favorite Nickelback songs. It's not a thing. It's my least favorite amendment because guns suck, but it's one of my favorite amendments because it's the clearest statement that is central to the United States, which is that governments are necessary evils that are not to be trusted. The purpose of the Second Amendment is to make sure citizens can fight against tyrannical governments, including and maybe especially their own. It's the constitutional equivalent of the American Western movie. If there's a corrupt sheriff in town, you have the right and the duty to take care of that shit. America, motherfucker. So let me start by getting rid of one dumb argument about the Second Amendment. Some people argue that the statement or, quote, "well-regulated militia" is referring to an organized military, so that the amendment only applies to arming the military. But at the time of its writing, "well-regulated" actually meant well-provided for or in the shape to fight. That is, it refers to a well-armed group ready to fight. And anyway, the amendment clearly doesn't mention the military because you don't need to write into the Constitution for a country in the Bill of Rights that they have a decently armed military. Kind of comes along with the being a country. And the last part of that awkward sentence is, "the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed." And that's pretty fucking clear. So here's why I'm talking about this. Here's the dumb argument I've heard recently. I saw someone post this recently on the Book Face, and it pops up all the time, over and over again. So some moron, who I'm sure is a very nice person, posted, quote, "I'm an avid hunter, and there is no reason that any hunter should need an AR-15. Cool. Cool. I seriously hear this dumb argument over and over again. Here's the problem. The Second Amendment doesn't protect hunting rights. It's explicitly about having the right to arm yourself to kill motherfuckers from domestic or foreign governments who are trying to take away your rights. In fact, there's no reason constitutionally that the government can't confiscate your hunting rifle. The Congress tomorrow could pass a bill making your deer killing rifle illegal, and that would pass constitutional scrutiny in the courts. You moron, you don't have a constitutional right to hunt. I hear people argue that the AR-15s should be illegal because Their only purpose is to kill humans. They're guns that just kill humans. Yep. And that is the only kind of gun protected by the Second Amendment. Guns that kill people. Because it was specifically put in place to allow citizens to have an effective deterrent versus other people. In particular, governments. It does not protect your right for a gun designed to shoot possums and other varmints. Other stupid people say, these assault rifles are not for peaceful activities. These are weapons of war. Exactly. That is what the Second Amendment protects. Citizens have the right to weapons of war. The federal government cannot infringe on the citizens' rights to arm themselves for war. What do you not understand about this? Joe Biden, our wizened leader, clearly doesn't fucking understand this. Guess that's what happens when you graduate the bottom of your law class. So he has said over and over again, he's made these statements at many different press rallies, etc. He says, hey, you can't take on the government with an AR-15. You would need an F-15 fighter plane, Jack, to take on the government. Well, then you better make F-15s readily available because that's what is required by the Second Amendment, to guard against tyranny. Now, it may be the case that they don't have history books in Delaware, but can you imagine the founding fathers hearing a president say, hey, man, you can't beat us anyway, so you might as well just hand over your guns. Joe has also continued to say that, you know, they never allowed you to buy a cannon. You can today and always could buy a cannon. Just letting you know. I don't have one. They're hard to store. But that's legal. So let me repeat. I hate guns. If you own a gun, I wish you didn't. If you want me to walk away from a conversation quickly, then please just start telling me about all of your guns in ridiculous details. But that's the whole point of explicitly writing down rights in a constitution. Exactly because someone, like me, may want to take it away from you. That's the only reason to do it. The fact is that I can't take away your rights because I don't like it. I don't like that you have those rights. Because trust me, if I could, I would shut down the right of free speech from most people I meet. Most of them, I would say, please, you don't have a right to speak anymore. In fact, even if a majority of the people in this country want to take away your rights, they can't. That's why they're ensconced in the Constitution and not in mere law. Laws can be overturned. The Constitution is way more difficult. That's a sacred protection, even if I don't like it. And that's what defines the country. And we fucked up on this before. We managed to put in a constitutional amendment to take away your individual freedoms because your neighbors didn't like it. It was the 18th Amendment that forbid the manufacture, sale, and transporting of alcohol. That went well. And now I think of it, actually my favorite constitutional amendment is the 21st one, which repealed prohibition. And on that, pass the tequila. Out!